And now we continue Matt Campbell's look at Linux.
The dash L option in ls is also useful for showing you what file a symbolic link points to. To show you how this works, I'm going to go to the root directory of the system by typing
cd space slash matcamp colon slash dollars.
And I'm also going to take this opportunity to show you how you can use ls to get information about a single file. For this example, I'm going to use the VM linuz, that's VMLINUZ file, which is a symbolic link to the kernel that we are currently running. So I'm going to type
L+\L+\VMLINUZ LRWXRWXRWX1√root24Jan28.
Okay. Now I'm going to go up a line.
2.2.18.321.
And since the output for this file is particularly long, it doesn't fit on one line, so it continued on to a second line. So I'm going to go up another line.
LRWXRWXRWX1√L.
I've moved to the beginning of the line with the insert 7 key on the keypad. As you can hear, the first character on the line is L, which indicates that the file is a symbolic link. And for some reason, in a symbolic link, the permissions for everyone are set to RWX. And I'm not sure why that is, to be honest. But I'm going to review the rest of the output quickly, until we come to the part that's most interesting.
1√√24:10:28:32.
Okay, there's the file name.
Dash greater.
The dash greater is, it looks like a right arrow on the screen. That indicates that this file is a symbolic link, and we're about to find out where the symbolic link points to.
/-dash.
And as I said, the output wraps around to the next line.
2.2.18.321.
So, now you can find out where a symbolic link points to by using the ls utility. Now I'm going to show you how some of the other simple file management utilities work. In order to do this, I need to go back to my home directory. The quickest way to do this is to simply type cd and press enter.
cd. matcamp:\dollars.
And, as you've probably figured out by now, the cd utility is used to change directories. That's fairly self-explanatory, and works pretty much the same way as it does under DOS, except that cd, with no command line arguments, takes you back to your home directory, instead of printing the full path name of the current directory. To do that, you type
pwd
for print working directory and press enter.
/home/matcamp:\dollars.
Now I'm going to show you how to make a directory under your home directory, and I'm going to call it test. To make that directory, you type
mkd5r/tbst. Matcamp:\dollars.
Now I'm going to show you how to copy a file into that new directory. We do this with the cp command. And for the example, I'm going to use a fetchmail configuration file, which I've written, which is called .fetchmailrc. So I start the cp command like this.
cp space .fetchmailrc space.
And if you end the command there, then it will copy the file to the test directory and give it the same name as it has in the current directory. We could do that, or we could also type a /, and type a new file name. And since it doesn't really matter what the file name is called here, I'll just call it FRC.
RT.
And I'll press enter.
Matcamp, $0.
Now I will change to the test directory so we can manipulate this file in a couple of ways.
$0.
First thing I want to show you how to do is to rename the file. This is done using the MV command, which can also be used to move the file to another location on your system. What it does depends on what path name you specify as the second argument. To rename the file, we can type something like this.
mv/frt/.
Whoops. I'm going to get rid of the dot.
Dot.
And I'm going to call the file fetchrc.
fetchrc. matcamp.matcamp:\test$.
All right. Now I'm going to show you how you could use the mv command to move the file to somewhere else. We're going to move it back to my home directory, which is the parent directory, so to speak. It's the one just above this one in the directory structure. So to move this file to my home directory, I type
mv/fdtch/dot.
And I'll press enter.
matcamp:\test$.
Now I'm going to back up to the home directory.
cd/dot. matcamp:\test$.
And I'm going to show you how to remove the test directory that I created. I do this by typing
matcamp:\test$.
Note that the mkdir and rmdir command, which are probably familiar if you've used DOS, under Unix, these don't have abbreviations, as they do under DOS. Though, we could probably assign aliases to these commands to give them abbreviations. I might show how to do that in a later look at Linux. But for now, I'm going to show you how to change the permissions on this file. First, let's take a look at what permissions the file has now. I'm going to do this with the ls command.
ls:\fbtch/rw --7 times. 1 matcamp:\f18:14:52 fetch matcamp:\tilde$.
As you can hear, the owner of the file can read and write to it, but nobody else can do anything, can't even look at it. I'm going to show you how to change the permissions so that the group to which this file belongs can also read and write the file. This is useful when you want to allow other users on your system to work with you together on a project which might involve editing, which might involve allowing more than one person to edit the same file. So, to allow the group to which this file belongs to read and write the file, we use the chmod, or perhaps that should be pronounced chmod command. And for this specific case, I type
chmod://rw/.fbtch.
Whoops, I didn't mean to put the dot there.
matcamp:\test$.
The G in the first argument of the command, the G indicates that the action we're going to do should set the permissions for the group to which this file belongs. Other things that you could put there are U and O. You can also put more than one of those in that argument, and that will specify that the permission change you're going to make should apply to some combination of those categories. The plus after the G indicates that these permissions should be added and not taken away. And then, of course, we have RW, which specifies read and write permissions. Now, suppose I change my mind and decide that I want to take those permissions away from the group that owns the file. In this case, it could be that I become more concerned about my privacy and don't want anybody else to have access to my password for my POP3 server, since this is, in fact, a fetch mail configuration file. To do this, I type
chmod /d/rw/fbtchmod/c/matcat/matcat:$0.
That's done. The last thing I want to show you how to do is how to remove the file. This is done very easily using the rm command. So to do that, I type
rm/fbtchmod/c/matcat/matcat:$0.
And that's all I have for now. If you have any questions, suggestions, or other comments about this week's Look at Linux, feel free to email me at matt@acbradio.org.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. Thank you for joining us. Join us again next week for another edition of Main Menu.